In Bhutan, gross national happiness trumps gross national product. GNH involves prudent management of scarce resources to ensure a secure life for all citizens. Jimmy Tinley, the country's prime minister, says business as usual cannot go on.
We desperately need an economy that serves and nurtures the well-being of all sentient beings on Earth, and human happiness that comes from living life in harmony with the natural world, with our communities, and with our inner selves. We need an economy that will serve humanity, not enslave it.
Bhutan is the driving force behind a high-level meeting on happiness and well-being held at the United Nations on Monday. The remote kingdom in the Himalayas is sharing what it has learned with the world. Prime Minister Tinley insists it is still a work in progress.
Contrary to what many mistakenly believe, Bhutan is not a country that has attained GNH. And it is not from a pedestal that we serve as a humble facilitator today. Like most developing nations, we are struggling with the challenge of fulfilling the basic needs of our people. What separates us, however, from most others is that we have made happiness the most fundamental of human needs as the goal of societal change.
The idea that well-being encompasses more than material prosperity dates back thousands of years, says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, citing the teachings of the Buddha and Aristotle.
Gross national product has long been a yardstick by which economies and politicians have been measured. Yet it fails to take into account the social and environmental cost of so-called progress. We need a new economic paradigm that recognizes the parity between the three pillars of sustainable development. Social, economic, and environmental well-being are indivisible. Together, they define gross global happiness.
With less than 75 days left until the Rio Plus 20 Conference on Sustainable Development, the Secretary General is calling on all people to work towards a shared future that is more just and equitable. And Bhutan's Prime Minister hopes this happens before it's too late.
Mankind is like a meteor, blazing toward self-immolation, along with all other life forms. But this course can be changed if we act now.
Jimmy Tinley, Prime Minister of Bhutan, speaking at the meeting on happiness and well-being, defining a new economic paradigm. Charles Appel, United Nations.